Hundreds of environmentalists and advocates for the oceans are gathered in Washington, D.C. this week at the Blue Vision Ocean Summit, a conference focused on the future health of the world's seas. Some of the conversation has centered around the Arctic and sea ice melt. At a panel discussion today, an expert on the Arctic environment warned that it's time to come up with management plans addressing rapid and dramatic melt. Dr. Stephanie Furman is a professor at Columbia University and has done research in the Arctic for nearly 30 years. Furman says it's time to think about how to preserve quality of life in the Arctic.
Just as, you know, when somebody gets a really grim health diagnosis, you know, you try to maintain the quality of life as best you can, and you also try to figure out what you can do to sustain, you know, the functions that are working well. And I think that's one of the ways that we need to think about the Arctic. The long-range prospect in terms of sea ice is quite grim, but there are several decades that we think where we'll be in this transition state.
Furman says she and her colleagues were unnerved in 2007 when the Arctic sea ice hit a record low, more than 20% lower than the previous September. The melt is happening faster than most models predicted. Furman is also looking at ice age because older, thicker ice is harder to melt and serves as a platform for marine life like polar bears and seals. Furman says the oldest ice is not found around Alaska, but north of the Canadian archipelago and above Greenland. She says those areas are expected to maintain ice the longest.
So when you think of animals taking refuge, this is where it's likely to be. And so this is a very special place because over the coming decades, as the ice is melting throughout the rest of the Arctic, this area here could retain the last vestiges of Arctic sea ice habitat for a while. How long? We're not exactly sure. You know, it's much easier to create models that will say sea ice will decline than to say where it will decline and exactly when.
Furman says current models predict Arctic sea ice will be gone by the end of the century. Many agencies and entrepreneurs are looking at the opening Arctic as an opportunity for shipping and resource development. Coast Guard Senior Ocean Policy Advisor Dr. John Oliver says they're preparing for added security missions and response plans for possible shipping disasters.
I'll just go with the three S's. Security, which is the maritime security, domain awareness and maritime security. Safety, including maritime safety and environmental safety, and then the stewardship responsibility.
The Obama administration has yet to give a blueprint for its Arctic goals. The chairwoman of the White House Council on Environmental Quality spoke at the Ocean Conference today and said the administration is very concerned about sea level rise and the effects of climate change on oceans. But Sutley says they're still learning about the complex issues of the Arctic.
I think this is the point at which I say, hey, we've been here for 6 weeks. I mean, I think we recognize that the Arctic, poses some very significant challenges environmentally, from a governance perspective, trying to understand the impact of climate change, of energy development, of the peoples who live in the Arctic.
Sutley says the Obama administration does believe the Arctic needs care, management, and protection. This week's Blue Vision Ocean Summit is being sponsored by a host of environmental groups, including Oceana and the Pew Environmental Group, and is being attended by fisheries advocates, ocean explorers, and scientists, as well as environmentalists from around the country.